This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Most North Texas kids reveled in their third day off in the last 2 weeks today, with spring break coming for many next week. Those days off, though, create headaches for districts trying to reschedule snow and ice days. Every Texas school district, without fail, has to set aside two bad weather days at the beginning of the year. Debbie Ratcliffe with the Texas Education Agency says it's typical to mark Good Friday as one of those makeups.
Which means they get that day off if they haven't had bad weather, but if they did have bad weather, they have to go to school. So I think there's a good chance we'll have more kids in school on Good Friday than had originally been planned.
Dallas, Fort Worth, Frisco, Allen, and other districts have already put Good Friday, April 3rd, back on the calendar. And after last week, they used up their second day, too. Dallas and Fort Worth and others will tack on an extra day to the end of their year. Others will hold class Friday, May 22nd, which many take off leading up to Monday's Memorial Day vacation. With snow days used up, Dallas ISD's John DeLander expects many districts will seek another option.
We've really been hoping not to have to add another day to the calendar. So what we most likely will do is do what we've done in similar years, and that's seek a waiver from the Texas Education Agency.
Still, DeLander says Superintendent Miles from Cold, Colorado, is used to snow and hates canceling any days of instruction. Fort Worth and Richardson, among others, also expect they'll seek a waiver. The TEA's Debbie Ratcliffe says they all have a good shot.
You know, if they were closed because of snow and there was snow on the ground and all the schools in that area were closed, that is usually enough to have it granted.
Many districts won't decide whether to seek a waiver until after spring break, which arrives with the snow barely melted. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.